Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. I love the patriotic music. It's Veterans Day. Jim Blasingame, I am the Small Business Advocate. Notice, you may not have noticed, but I haven't even mentioned my websites. I didn't do it intentionally, I just hadn't thought about it. This is Veterans Day. That's what this is all about. It's not about business. It's not about selling anything today, you know, on my show. This is my 18th consecutive live Veterans Day celebration. This is to celebrate all the members of the military, wherever you are, whatever you've done, however you served, active duty, reserve, National Guard, if you served, if you wore a uniform and you put it on and you made yourself available to a grateful nation to do whatever that nation wanted you to do. And even though you joined the reserve and the guard, you plugged yourself into a beeline for a dangerous post. You know, there was one infantry unit that I know of in from Illinois, one infantry unit in during the Vietnam War, one infantry reserve. No, I'm sorry, National Guard unit, who were called to active duty during the Vietnam War, and none of them came back. The entire unit of citizen soldiers gave the last full measure in Vietnam. So if you wore the uniform for our country, you're a veteran, and I salute you today. I'm proud of you for what you've done. I do encourage you. I'll tell you a quick story. My son was in the Marines. Some of you may remember I've mentioned that a few times over the years. And he wasn't a great student, but he was an exceptional Marine, he could do anything he wanted to do, not anything he didn't want to do, right? One of those kids. Anyway, I knew he'd do well in the military, and so he joined and he did great. But years later, 2 or 3 years later, when my son was in the Marines, parents came up to me whose children were like Phi Beta Kappa type kids, right? They were the genius, the brainiacs, and the ones you thought would wind up being, you know, industry moguls, et cetera, et cetera. And their kids went off to an Ivy League school or something. And those parents would come up to me and say, "Hey, how's your son?" I say, "Well, he's doing great. He's in the Philippines, or he's in the Mediterranean, or he's in Iraq maybe in those days, some of them." And they would say to me, more than one of them said to me, "I wish my son had done that. They went off to college and they don't really know what they want to do. They can't seem to find their own direction." And they actually told me they wish their valedictorian level son or daughter, our daughter too, had joined the military. I'll tell you something, folks. Your children will be. I have another friend whose son joined the Marines 4 or 5 years after my son did, and he'd never been in the military. And he was frightened to death. His son came and told him, "Dad, I'm going to join the Marines." And he came to me. He's one of my best friends. And he came to me and he said, "Jim, what should I do? I don't know what to do. I'm scared to death." I said, "Rex, this is going to be the best thing that ever happened to him." He said, "Really? You think so?" I said, "There's no question in my mind. This is going to be the best thing that ever happened to him, regardless of how things turn out. I mean, yeah, he could be hurt. He could be killed. But heck, he can get run over by a drunk driver tomorrow here in town. Have him live his life. And a great way to live your life is in service to your country. This is the best thing that could ever happen to him." And it made him feel better. And you know what? That young man's been in about 15 years now, and he's an aviator in the Marines, and his father couldn't be prouder of him. And he couldn't be happier doing what he's doing. I truly believe, my friends, that more of our young Americans, we need to find a way for them to have an opportunity to serve their country. They don't have to do it in the military. We've got to find, we've got to give people an opportunity to serve their country, to subordinate themselves, to inconvenience themselves, to put their own life on hold, maybe for a year, maybe for two, to serve their country and get three hots and a cot and a stipend and work hard, work harder than they ever thought they could work. Learn the definition of now and how to take responsibility. We need to do that. We need to figure out if we could do that, we could make our nation greater than it's ever been. I don't know how we do it, but we should. And be interested in knowing what you think about that. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Veterans Day, everyone. I'm proud of you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.